This is JIS News. Coming up, Sports Development Foundation to provide funding to prepare athletes for 2016 Olympics, communities to benefit from government's administrative fund, and PIOJ to host Caribbean Child Research Conference. The details after this message.
Me hear people say alcohol and cigarette worse than weed.
I don't know about that. None of them are really good for you. And you see me, as an athlete, I have to stay focused and drug-free.
Target shows your future come first.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
Now the news. The Sports Development Foundation is providing $42 million to support athletes preparing for the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The funds are to be channeled into the Jamaica Athletics Administrative Association, J3A's revised Athletes Development Fund. Under the fund, the J3As will provide monthly stipends to a total of 84 eligible national athletes falling within one of two tiers. Those in Tier 1 will receive $60,000 monthly, while Tier 2 athletes will receive $30,000 per month. The provision of the funds by the Sports Development Foundation is the realization of a commitment by Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley in September to scale down celebratory activities for athletes in favor of increased financial support. Minister Nita Headley said increased support would be sought from the Chase Fund and the Tourism Enhancement Fund.
Our efforts will continue as we will seek to create the best environment possible for the health, well-being, security, and safety, as well as the high performance and prosperity of our sportsmen and sportswomen who bring so much glory and fame to Brand Jamaica.
Athletes benefiting from other support programs, such as the Olympic Solidarity Program, would not be eligible for support under the J3A's Athletes Development Fund. The Social Development Commission, SDC, will be providing greater support for Community Development Committees, CDCs, through the government's administrative fund. The fund, valued at $22 million, was established to give assistance to all registered CDCs across the island to strengthen governance structures at the community level. Chairman of the SDC, James Walsh, made the announcement during the media launch of Local Government and Community Month to be observed November.
The SDC, in further strengthening governance in the communities, is going to, using the government's administrative fund, we are going to be giving grants to qualified community development committees.
Mr. Walsh says the grant will be awarded based on a set of criteria to avoid misuse of funds. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, will host the 10th staging of the Caribbean Child Research Conference from November 4 to 6 at the Jamaica Conference Center. This in partnership with the Sir Arthur Lewis Institute of Social and Economic Studies, University of the West Indies Mona, and the United Nations Children's Fund, as well as the Caribbean Development Center. The conference will focus on topics such as the future for Caribbean children, human trafficking, and facilitating equality and equity for all children. There'll also be panel discussions for children.
The broader theme of all the conferences is that we are promoting child rights to research because we want people to become more aware of child rights. We want them to become more aware of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. So we have to ensure that children are able to know their rights, because we have ensured that children are given an opportunity to voice their own feelings, their own thoughts on what's happening to them.
Chairperson of the Caribbean Child Research Conference and Acting Director of SALICES, Dr. Aldry Henry Lee. The conference will be held under the theme Beyond 2015, Equality and Equity for All Children. And residents from Hanover and St. James are set to benefit from free medical care as part of a U.S. medical mission to Jamaica. The 57-member team of the Northeast Florida Medical Society will provide primary, gynecological, pain management, and dental care with pharmacy services in select health centers from Monday, November 9 to Friday, November 15.
It's really targeted at people who can't afford medical care. And we are going to be almost in nearly, if not all, the clinics in Hanover. And not only will they see the patient, but they will give them free of cost 1 month supply of prescription, meaning if they prescribe a particular drug for you, you'll get 1 month prescription filled free of cost.
Spokesperson for the U.S. Medical Mission Planning Committee, Errol Miller, speaking in an interview with JIS News. In addition to general services at the clinics, major surgeries will be offered to pre-selected candidates using facilities at the Noel Homes, Cornwall Regional, and Falmouth Hospitals. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.